We have to bring back law and order.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And once again, this is Jim Santel joining you and here in the studio with Brian, talking about concepts of consequences and deterrence in one of our late broadcasts in 2021. Right before the break, I was talking about the reasons why we do criminal prosecution, the impact of those, and the messages we send to the public, including our political leadership, about the things that we approve of, the things that are not acceptable. And if we fail to do those kinds of things, if we fail to respond in an appropriate way, the possibility, the likelihood even, the predictability that those people would engage in more conduct of the same sort without consequences and deterrence does not take hold. There's a fellow named Edmund Burke, I suspect many of you know, who once said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men, and I would add good women, to do nothing." Turns out that maybe he didn't say that after all back in the 18th century or so. Maybe a guy named John Stuart Mill said that. But the concept is still right, right? If good people step aside and do not do what they should otherwise do, that is a problem. And just before the break in our first segment this afternoon, chatted about the impact on the Mueller report even today. The other comment that I would make is that there is still an opportunity, if you will, for the Department of Justice to do something with that. All those obstruction of justice allegations made in the Mueller report, it's a 5-year statute of limitations on all those. And most of them happened in March, April, May of June and July of 2017, some of them into the following years, but a lot of them with respect to firing Jim Comey, doing other things to suborn perjury, to otherwise indicate to the Attorney General that the investigation should stop. All those things happened in the spring of 2017, which means there's still a brief opportunity, if you will, some timing for the Department of Justice, if it wanted to, now to charge and indict a no more sitting president, namely Donald Trump. Before we talk more about current events that also illustrate this point about deterrence, the impact of consequences in America in 2021, let's take some callers. Let's begin with Susan. You've been on the line for a while here, calling from your car. Any thoughts about things that Brian and Luke chat about in the last hour or that we're chatting about now in Devil's Advocates this afternoon? Glad to have you with us. And Susan...
Hi. I didn't realize I was still on hold.
Very
Sorry
good.
About that.
Not at all, Susan. Glad to have you with us. Your thoughts, comments for the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems to me that they talk about, you know, the lack of reason to get, you know, go after our sitting president and all the things that he had done, but people of lesser means and lesser stature also are oftentimes really prosecuted to the, you know, the nth degree of the law, so to speak, and it just doesn't make any sense to me that people are not willing to take on the bully in the room. That's my comment.
And Susan, much appreciated that comment is, and frankly, you hit it right on the head. You know, in the Bob Mueller report, of course, he said, no one is above the law. No one is above the law. That's how the report ends. I think that's exactly what you're saying here today. As I mentioned previously, if any of us, if Brian, if Luke, if Jim Santel had engaged in the kind of conduct described in the Mueller report, that obstruction of justice, trying to stop an investigation going forward, we would have been the subject of investigations and likely criminal prosecution. So thank you for that observation very much, Susan. I think you're spot on with that. Tom's calling from Cedarburg. Tom, let's take your thoughts and your comments about this issue or others that are out there today. And Tom, we'll call you up right now. If not, we'll go on to Mark. Mark is also with us this afternoon. Mark, you've also been waiting on the phone for a while. We'll see if the others are available down the road. But Mark, your comments, your thoughts for the afternoon.
Yeah, it goes to more or less kind of compress Hamilton's 75, where he talked about people in position of the public trust betraying that trust for their own aggrandizement or, you know, profit, and that's what all these guys have been doing. And it's, you see Michael Flynn now today saying, "I'm suing, you know, to keep the committee calling me in." But these guys, it's why isn't it add to the years? Because these guys were able to use the power of the office to say, nothing to see here, nothing to see here, so they can get past the statute of limitations, even though, and is that in itself become obstruction of justice? Because, I mean, you know, Barr actually, you know, with what he did, you know, he actually obstructed justice, helping Trump obstruct justice, because it's clear that Donald Trump was involved in some of this stuff. He misled the public intentionally on the Mueller report, and the Mueller report clearly indicates, you know, that there's crimes going on, but they know nothing to see here, nothing to see here. So then the public gets to grab onto that and do it. And now Donald Trump is actually going out there and saying, see, the whole problem with the January 6th committee is they're not looking into the fraud in the election, because then he furthers the big lie that there was fraud in the election. I mean, and Michael Flynn's brother is still a general in the service and should be drummed out. I mean, that there's so much corruption, there's so much, and treason is not a word I'd use lightly, but treason clearly went on.
And all your points, Mark, go to this larger issue, which is maybe what John Stuart Mill, what others, including Edmund Burke, have said in the past, is in the midst of this, when you do have people perhaps doing things, filing lawsuits, I'm going to chat about that later this afternoon, filing lawsuits, perhaps invoking their constitutional right to run into clerks of court's offices and file lawsuits, but nonetheless, for a purpose that is not legitimate. The message here today is not just about the bemoaning the fact that those things happen, and they do, and I agree with you, but what do we do in 2022 and beyond? Let's take some lessons from what has happened in the past couple of years. Let's ensure that when people engage in these kinds of conduct, that indeed there is a response, and it is thoughtful and it is direct. One of the things that we'll chat about right after the break beyond that is something else that lingers on from the 2016 campaign, and that is Michael Cohen, people like Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, and a little piece that's still out there, believe it or not, that could be remedied before the statute runs, although it's going right now. We'll talk about that and other things right after the break. Call us, 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocate this afternoon, Devil Radio 92.7.
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the Fifth, so they're not prosecuted, I think it's disgraceful.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
What has happened to us? What has happened to us?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
Let's have trial by combat.